was heavenly. Oh, we all were happy to a joy that's pure. The sun came through, we thought we never could fail. Remember then some nasty guy said stop. Oh, with threats to ruin us and call the cops. Oh, and they antagonized us more and more. But Stephen preached until the stones prevailed. Preach, baby, preach, baby, Stephen's a man. He was someone that I still remember. Just like the Lord, he had caused an uproar and would soon die. Preach, baby, there he did stand. Though they lied till the end, he was tender. Serving the one he had found was a son that he prayed. I never thought that speech would
hello, and welcome to another week of the best of Christian parodies here on Apologetics with an X. I'm Jerry Q, along with my partner Jay, the lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics.
Greetings, Jerry, and greetings to all of you listeners to Apologetics with an X. It's great to be back with you today. And if you joined us from the beginning, you know we had a brand new song we just shared. Those of you who are live and aware and listening to the radio in 1974 ought to remember that song. It was a number 4 hit that year by a group called First Class. They never had another top 40 hit, but the one they had was sensational. It was called Beach Baby. Sounds an awful lot like the Beach Boys. And ours is called Preach Baby. And it's about Stephen, the church's first martyr. You can read about him in Acts chapter 6 and 7. Our next set is going to start with a previous song we did about Stephen. But that one we just did was from the perspective of a friendly person, a fellow disciple. This one is from the perspective of a man who started out antagonistic toward the gospel, and that is Saul of Tarsus. But he's going to tell how Stephen left an impact on him. And it's called Stone Him Rough, and it's a parody of Stone in Love by Journey from their blockbuster Escape album. Then we're going to do a song about what happened to Saul of Tarsus after the Lord appeared to him and he was blinded. The Lord sent someone named Ananias to go pray for him, and scales would fall off his eyes, both literally and figuratively. Anyway, the song's called Straight Street because that's the place where Ananias was told to go, and it's a parody of Main Street by Bob Seger. Then we have Paul the Apostle telling his story in more detail. It's a parody of Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen, and this is called Born in the Jewish Faith, and that was something that Paul always talked about in his testimony. You can read his testimony, you know, not just in the epistles, but in the book of the Acts, and he frequently talks about the fact that he was raised as a Pharisee under the tutelage of Gamaliel, a very famous teacher, and that he, you know, he knew the scriptures, and he followed the scriptures, and that this was a fulfillment of the scriptures as far as that Messiah would come and that Jesus would come to save us. That didn't always go over very well, so this last song in this set is called Try Another Town, because this was definitely a case of, you know, if at first you don't succeed, try again. You know, Jesus had told his disciples, if they don't listen to what you have to say, shake the dust from your shoes, go to the next place. And that's you see that acted out in the book of Acts with Paul in particular, and this parody of Tie Your Mother Down by Queen.
Those crazy nights I do remember from my youth. As you recall, I was a Benjamite known as Saul.
Stephen, sounds the tone.
job. There is this road in Damascus that you must go down. Got a rendezvous that's rough. Get along, Ananias, you still must leave. You got a job there praying for that bloke you'll meet down on Strange Street. Down on Straight Street. He's called Saul of Tarsus, and I'll use him. He used to torture you in the past. But the man's gone blind, he knows he's mine. Just you watch, he'll catch on fast. Takes all to all the nations, so folks will come and see the amazing grace of God found with empathy down on Straight Street. Down on Straight Street.
Apologetics can be heard on your favorite radio station each week at this time, or if you're jonesing for just a little bit more, hop on over to our flagship station website, angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com, and click on Apologetics for a whole year worth of this very show.
That's right. It took us a year to do it, but it would take you, 52 hours. So you could do it in just a little over 2 days. You can do a whole year. That's great. But anyway, it seems like that's what I seem to do as I get older and older. I seem like I do a year in every 2 days. So anyway, if today you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. And this next song is the basic message of that. This is about people sharing the gospel and people who get that message, just like so we'll start with Dude Would Like to Save Me. It's a parody of Dude Looks Like a Lady by Aerosmith from the big comeback album Permanent Vacation. Then we have People Are Lazy. It's a country song, parody of Billy Currington's People Are Crazy, story about sharing the gospel with a man in a barbershop. And the next song is a parody of Here I Go Again by Whitesnake. It's called Here I Go Against All I've Known. And this is my story. Maybe it's your story, too. I have found that the world loves you when you're a seeker. They don't like it so much once you come back and tell them you found what you were seeking. They don't like to believe that there's one size fits all truth. But there is, and that's Jesus, who's the way, the truth, and the life, and he's the only truth. And people don't like to hear that. But this is the story of that. This is a prayer, a heartfelt prayer. It's one of those vertical songs. It's talking to God, and the world can watch, too, because sort of a soliloquy. Well, I guess I don't know if it's a soliloquy, if you're actually talking to God, but it's a prayer that you can observe, something that was on my heart and something that was on my heart at the time when I came to know the Lord, and I still identify with it. And finally in the set, we have a girl who also found out, like what I did, as far as that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's called Girl Got Religion. Now, when we use the term got religion, we don't mean that they got a set of do's and don'ts, but when you say you got religion, she got Jesus and true religion. Anyway, it's a parody of Girls Got Rhythm by AC/DC.
Thank you. this old man and me. We're at the barber and we had him cut our hairs and watched some NASCAR there. He talked to politics, lots of rhetoric. I told him I'm a Christian, have a wife and kids. I talked about God's grace, and why is there hell he raised? Why on earth aren't all men saved? I said, God has made clear in his book, people are lazy. He said, I'm not too sure if there is any Lord. What makes you his disciple? I said, I read the Bible. He taught me how the truth is never far from you. What all we shouldn't do, how to be born anew. I squandered life to live, blissful ignorance. So please don't think I'm silly, friend. God has made it clear in his book, people are lazy. NASCAR was due to him. I read the Bible to him. Then I stopped at Romans 10. In God's funny way, I saw the whole plan change from being a bit too hairy. I was a missionary. Read Ephesians 2. Saw lines you never knew. Said, kid, you read it well. Me, I'm going to hell. I got wise today. So if you think we can pray, I'd like to fix that right here. I need saved. Cause I see God has made clear in his book, but people are lazy. But I see God has made clear in his book that Jesus can save me. God has made clear in his book. People are lazy.
Debts to pay, and I've made up my mind. I ain't waiting for more signs. Hear that story ends. Here I'm born again. They told me keep searching for an answer. They never seem to mind till you think you're sure. Oh Lord, I pray you give me strength to bear this cross. Cause I know what this means. It won't be long, they call it me extreme. Here I go against all I've known. Though I'm down and out, I know signs. I guess you know it's hard for me to trust you. Faith is all stuff we cannot see. But I'm gonna hold on, Lord, and rest in my faith. 'Cause I know what I read. To walk with God, I only need belief. And here I go against all I've known. Though I'm down and out, I know I'm not alone. By the scriptures I was warned so long ago.
Jay, can you let us in on what you're going to parody next? And maybe how can our listeners keep up with all your activities?
Sure, Jerry. Well, I can give you a vague idea. We are currently in the middle of doing a lot of songs from 1974. This is the 50 year anniversary of the year 1974. And in 1974, that was the first year I became actively aware of the radio, and I started really learning a lot of songs that were popular that year. And I always loved 1974 because it has so many cheesy, really cheesy songs. And I just, they went number one too, and I just love them. And we're going to do one of them at the end of this, at the end of the show today. But that's what we're working on lately is songs from 74, a lot of very famous songs. We've done some already in recent months. We've done Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Swede and You're 16 by Ringo Starr, Benny and the Jets by Elton John. We did The Locomotion by Grand Funk. And we did Beach Baby by First Class, even though that wasn't a number one hit. It was still a huge hit. But we're going to do another number one hit at the end of the show today. So that's what we've been up to lately. Now, these next four songs are not new, but they deal with a topic we've been talking about, and that is being willing to give your life up for Christ. First, you do that spiritually. You give him your life. But, you know, when you come to him, you find he changes your heart, so you'd be willing to give it up physically, too. Hopefully you don't have to. I hope I never have to. But he's changed me in such a way that it's like, hey, if I have to, oh, Lord, take it. Not my will, but yours be done. First song is called Mr. Christian. It's a parody of Sister Christian from Night Ranger from the mid-'80s. Huge hit for them. Then we have a song that was a big alternative rock hit. It was the number one song on the alternative rock charts, I think, in 1996, I think. Originally done by a group we like to refer to as the Buttonhole Surfers. And their song was called Pepper, and ours is called People. It's not Barbra Streisand Fair. It is a song about all the original apostles, what happened to them. From what we understand from history, from some from the Bible, some from church history, from pretty reliable sources in various places, they all were willing to die as martyrs. They all were willing to die as martyrs, and all but one of them did. John the Apostle is the only one who didn't, according to what we know. And the question comes, why would they die if they knew it was a lie? Because it wasn't a lie, and they had nothing to gain. You just got to think about that, listeners. You know, there were no Rolex watches to get. There were no limousines. There was no lucrative anything in being a Christian. You were known as being like the scum of the earth. Paul refers to that. He says we are treated like the scum of the earth, and yet they were willing to die for that. See?
Mr. Christian, oh, you're tired and numb, and you know that you're the only ones who say one way. They're not going by your book anymore. You know those boys, they want to blame most wars on you. It's true. Yeah. Christian, oh, they might have guns, but you know the Lord's the only one who saves. So pray. But you go to them. Yeah. Mr. Christian, oh, you're tired and numb, and you know that you're the only ones who say one way. They're not going by your book anymore. You know those boys, they want to blame most wars on you. It's true.
Takes your life. may someday be saved by Christ. I know I've seen it before. We're back in olden times. The Romans would throw us to the roaring lions. When Christians abode in showing their faith, the world can see Jesus and some may get saved. Be as bold as Christ. Be willing to sacrifice your life. You've got paradise, 'cause somebody paid the price. I know with Jesus the form he had was God divine. He chose to be born and leave it all behind. He did it for souls he wanted to save. How fortunate we are, the Christ was so brave.
Thank you. person who first put you here, who could certainly do something more severe.
When you're thrown in the grave,
come on baby,
that's the one to fear.
Defend the faith,
like the martyrs who died.
Let's get back to the faith. They had become like they were.
They had taken a stand.
You can become like they were. Come on baby.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.